Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we thank you for being with us on a Trash Tuesday. Send us your trashes, won't you? By simply tweeting at me, DA on CBS, or dialing me up at 855-212-4227. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. We've got our poll question this morning. Which loss on Monday night was more devastating, more concerning? Was it the Bills getting run over by the ground game of the Chiefs, or was it the Cowboys getting lit up by Kyler Murray and the Cardinals? Vote in the web poll at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio, and we will discuss as part of Advanced Analytics coming up in about 40 minutes from now. Also in 20 minutes, Joe Buck could be having the greatest week ever for a play-by-play man. We'll detail it coming up here on the show in about 20 minutes from now. We've got a white-hot debate over candy bars raging right now, and I want to get to that coming up here shortly. But first, I want to talk about last night's Cardinals and Cowboys game, because it is worth asking this question today. Can the Cowboys survive this Dak injury? Why? Here's why. Last night, they did nothing well. I mean nothing. Ezekiel Elliott is fumbling all over the place. The defense is getting gouged. Wide receivers are dropping passes, and Andy Dalton's not very good as it is. Last night was a debacle, an absolute debacle, to the point where you had a shot of a Cowboys fan in the stands crying, being consoled by his girlfriend slash wife. I'm sorry. That guy is the ultimate chump. If you're going to cry over a sporting event, it better not be week six against the Cardinals. Okay, I'm just saying. You want to cry over a sporting event, let it be a crushing, devastating playoff loss. Some type of NBA Finals, World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup Final, crushing defeat. Let it be up 28-3 and letting the Patriots come back to steal your championship. It better not be week six with Andy Dalton under center. Okay? That's not allowed. Last night, seeing Jerry Jones masked up, looking like somebody had just stolen his gold-plated yacht, and then his son, Stephen Jones, unmasked next to him, shaking his head like, damn, I was going to inherit that yacht, was amazing. Because it is right now a circus tent on fire, run over by a train. The Cowboys are a mess. That was embarrassing last night. At home, against the Cardinals, you were never even in the game. Some of it's bad luck, okay? There should have been a PI call on that one interception to open up the second half. And if Ezekiel Elliott can just hold on to a football or it bounces into your offensive lineman's mitts, maybe it's a bit of a different game. But overall, they got outclassed everywhere. And I'm not above saying this. Mike McCarthy might be one and done. I didn't think that was possible. But if they go 4-12, it's hard not to fire Mike McCarthy. We thought that they'd be better without Jason Garrett, the human version of Woody from Toy Story. But what happens if they're worse, like way worse? That defense is awful. Absolutely awful. And last night, the thing is, Dak helped cover up some of this. Even though you knew the defense was awful, at least they were going to score points. If Dak's on the field last night, you don't have to lean on Zeke so much if he fumbles twice. And you would assume you can put up more than just a field goal. And you just think overall, well, Dak can keep us in games even if the defense gives up 28 points. The Cowboys lose 38-10 last night. They barely had a pulse. I thought they'd be fine. I thought Andy Dalton would be a serviceable backup. But, geez, many Christmas. I mean, look, the Cardinals are fine. They're good. They're not that good. You should at least be competitive at home in that game against them. If the Cowboys are 4 touchdowns worse than the Cardinals, who are they going to beat? If they just snuck past the Giants at home, who are they going to beat? They're 2-4. Who is this team going to beat? I guess they're going to beat Washington. I guess. But, I mean, they've got Washington up next. Then they're at the Eagles. Okay, those are winnable games because they're both really bad teams and the division's terrible. But here, outside of the division, you've got to play the Vikings. All right, they stink. You've got to play the Ravens. You've got to play the Niners and the Bengals. I mean, I guess that there's winnable games on there, but if you're 4 touchdowns worse than the Cardinals, can you count on beating the Giants twice and once now in New York? Can you count on beating Washington? Can you count on beating Philadelphia? I mean, thank goodness the NFC East is the dregs, because 7-9 will probably win the division. But my God, I don't know, Mraz, when I say can they survive no Dak, they can survive it, I guess, to go at 6-10. And I guess that's going to mean that you're going to be playing a meaningful game in week 17 because of the division. But can they survive it? Like, can they be competitive against anybody but their division?
Yeah.
I would say no. This team is awful.
I think what gets really lost in the Dak injury as we went into last night is I think we forgot the Cowboys sucked this year with Dak Prescott.
The offense didn't suck, but they lost games.
They lost games because their deep. Forget the offense playing really well. Their defense was uncompetitive on the field. We're talking about a bottom 5 defense, and that's obviously half your team.
I think they were the worst defense in football.
Okay, and they beat the Falcons, the Giants. You pointed to those two games where a break one way or another, they could have been winless. So the Dak Prescott injury, because their defense had been so bad, I think is now giving this team a little bit of cover, and I think many people will walk away and go, well, the Cowboys can't win without Dak, which may be the case, but the Cowboys had bigger problems before the Dak injury, and now you're taking away the one legit thing they had going, which was a guy running a smooth enough offense to 3 really good wide receivers and a good running back and finding a way to do it. Not having that commander in Dak Prescott, this team is utterly lost. Mike McCarthy has no answer right now at all. Mike
Bad.
Nolan has no answer at all right
Bad.
Now. Yeah, I mean, every game they play within the NFC East is going to be difficult for them to win with Andy Dalton. That includes this week versus Washington. They probably will win the game because all these other teams are so bad within the division. But find me the other win they are going to definitely have. I mean, they've already played the Browns and lost to them. On that schedule that you could say, no doubt about it, I like Dallas here, where it's outside of the division. You can't.
No.
So where
no.
does that leave you? What, they got 3 division games left, 4 division games left? I mean, they're lost.
Outside of the division. Let's just say you got to get to 7-9 to win the NFC East, okay? Let's just say that that's the barometer. That means they got to find 5 more wins, okay? You tell me where the 5 wins are coming from in this schedule. Washington twice. The Giants once. the Eagles twice, and then Steelers, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals, Niners. I mean, maybe they beat Washington twice. Maybe they beat the Giants again. That's three wins.
I guess you get an Andy Dalton revenge game versus the Bengals, maybe?
Maybe you beat the Bengals, and maybe then you split with the Eagles.
Okay, they're not going 5-0 in those division games. They're not doing it.
No, I think at best they get four more division wins. That puts them at six wins, and then they beat either the Bengals or the Vikings. I think so. That's I guess you're 7-9.
Oh, I don't even know.
But I don't know if you can do that, because by week 17 when they play the Giants will probably be better, and that one's going to be in New York. Splitting with the Eagles, I suppose, because the Eagles are so dreadful. But are we convinced they're gonna sweep Washington? I don't know if I'm convinced of that right now.
Well, they better win this one.
They're going to get hammered by the Steelers. I could see them losing in Minnesota. I could see them losing in Cincinnati. I could see them losing against the Niners.
Losing, losing, losing.
They stink.
They're really bad. I thought, mind you,
preseason, everybody thought 12-4, DA. Everybody thought it.
I know. I mean, it's kind of impossible to believe, but Mike McCarthy's made them worse than Jason Garrett. It's kind of hard to believe, but they're worse than they were under Jason Garrett.
Losing.
And granted, Dak Prescott's injury would have hurt Jason Garrett as well.
Yes.
But they're absolutely worse right now than they were even before the Dak injury with Mike McCarthy.
15 years, and none of us ever learned the lesson when preseason, the Cowboys are going to have this record, Cowboys are going to have this record. The Cowboys, with all this talent that supposedly they couldn't afford to keep everybody, remember? Oh, they draft so well. They have nothing to show for it, and underachieve every single year. They stink.
They haven't been to the NFC Championship game since the mid-90s. Oh. What were you doing in 95?
Eating Twix.
You were what, 7 years old?
8 years old. I was 8 years old watching the Yankees lose to the Mariners.
I mean, the last time the Cowboys were in the NFC title game, Mraz was eight. He was eight. It's
now
so
I
bad.
Just eight. I was eight then.
On the phones, Jose is in California this morning. Jose, good morning.
Nice to be. Hey,
what's
guys.
Up, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to comment real quick about earlier you guys talking about Derrick Henry. You know what? The only guy I've ever seen to run like that is Mr. Bo Jackson. That run reminds me of when he ran it, went into the tunnel. You remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Kingdome.
That's the only guy who's that big who can run like that. That's the only guy. Everybody else, all due respect to Mr. Earl Campbell, he didn't run away from anybody. Ran him over.
Exactly right. This combination that Derrick Henry has, appreciate the phone call, Jose, is unlike anything we've ever seen. It's the closest thing, I think, to Jim Brown. Eddie George was like this. He was this big, but he didn't run away from defensive backs. He didn't separate from corners, which was what Derrick Henry is doing. Derrick Henry, 6'3", 247, which is taller than Jim Brown and heavier than Earl Campbell. Jose, you're absolutely right. Bo Jackson is a good comp, except Bo wasn't this tall. Bo wasn't 6 feet tall. Bo played big. He was muscular and strong and fast. He wasn't 6'3". I mean, Derrick Henry, he's like a cyborg. He's not supposed to be this fast when he's this big and this strong. We started last hour talking about this debate around Bob Ryan, the Hall of Fame sports writer for the Boston Globe. Okay, and he's appeared on ESPN many times. He's appeared on this show as well. He tweeted last week, "What the hell is a Twix?" And I didn't know if he was talking about the candy bar, because I didn't think that anybody didn't know what a candy bar called Twix was. I found this unfathomable. And he then doubled down and said, "Yes, sorry, I don't know what Twix are. I never heard of it. But you may have never heard of a Clark bar either. It's just different generations." And he said, and we can all agree, the number one draft pick is going to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Let's start with the last part here, Mraz. Do we agree with Bob Ryan that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is the number one candy draft pick?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's versatile. I think it plays in a lot of different areas, play offense, defense, special teams. Everybody loves a peanut butter cup. If you don't, you certainly understand that you'll have one. You won't. Nobody has a peanut butter cup and goes, this is gross. So, yeah, I think it's the safe play, yeah.
And the combination of chocolate and peanut butter is just so devastating. It's like Derrick Henry. It's the speed and it's the size. I just had a package of a couple of them in my freezer. I popped one open last night before I sat down and took some notes for the show. And, you know, a frozen Reese's peanut butter cup, my goodness. I mean, it sets your world on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you can warm it, too, a little vanilla ice cream.
Oh, my. So, okay, so we give him credit there. But Bob Ryan not knowing what a Twix is feels impossible. Now, he's 74 years old. As I said, I think both of my parents would know what a Twix is. My dad definitely does. I think my mom would. I don't know if my grandma would have before she passed away. But again, I mean, you know, if she was still around, she'd be 102 years old. So, I mean, if you're 74, how do you not know what a Twix is? Apparently, though, Mraz, as your dad, Bob the Deli Man, listens to the show at Food Town, where he works on a daily basis, now the show being broadcast, this has created quite the stir.
Yeah, people are buzzing there. They just got a cookies and cream Twix shipment in because Twix has so many different flavors. People don't believe it, D.A. Old people don't believe it. Old people buying salami and Italian bread in Bay Ridge don't believe that a 74-year-old can't know what a Twix is. A lot of comments I'm getting such as, if you have grandkids, you have to know what a Twix is because that is a candy every kid loves. Mm-hmm. People just don't seem to understand or grasp that this is a lie. And there's also been the comment, this is just wacky morning radio. Nobody actually doesn't know what a Twix is, too. This is all Bob Ryan's caused here, an uproar. People in his demographic, his age demographic, think he's nuts.
Well, okay, so we're not doing wacky morning radio because I'm just reading to you what Bob Ryan tweeted, which, by the way, caught a lot of flack on social media and throughout the sports media universe. I mean, people can't believe it. So this is not us creating something out of nowhere. This is a topic of debate amongst a lot of corners of the sports media. Number two, I think your dad also referenced that Twix has been around quite a while, right?
Yes. As he said, Twix is nothing new, Sean. They're not like the Columbus Blue Jackets. People have heard.
And, you know, Bob the Deli Man knows of what he speaks. Twix has apparently been around. It was created in the UK in the 60s. It was brought stateside in 79. So we have 41 years of Twix here in the US. And frankly, I didn't know this was created in the UK. This is the greatest thing that the UK has given us since Phil Collins. I mean, I can't think of many things they've given us which is better than Twix.
Those Beatles, Phil Collins, and then a Twix bar?
Essentially. I mean, what else are they doing for us these days?
A 9:30 a.m. NFL game every once in a while.
I mean,
right.
Once in a while, but the games are usually bad. The turf is all slippery. The feed is bad. I mean, you know, the Premier League and Twix. That's basically what they're giving us these days.
And you know the reputation for food in the UK, so my assumption is the Twix is the best food product to come out of there.
There's no question. I mean, the week that we spent last year for my 40th in the UK, I just absolutely loved all of my time in England. The only thing was every meal sucked. I mean, the only meal that didn't suck was the meal that was from an ethnic, neighborhood that wasn't really from London. It was from some other country that brought their cuisine there. I mean, every British meal is terrible.
Got to pack your own salt and pepper.
Essentially, I mean, you just got to eat Twix every meal. If I knew that they had created Twix, I would have been like, okay, just give me Twix for breakfast. So I'm not making this up here. It's hard to imagine not knowing what a Twix is. And Bob is, again, a well-read man. You know, he's a longtime sports writer.
We're talking about Ryan, not the Deli Man, right? Because he's not well-read.
No, yeah. Bob Ryan is a well-read.
Make sure we circle back to the right Bob here.
Educated guy. I think he's a BC grad. I mean, that's a good school. I don't know, Bogues. You know, as much as I respect Bob Ryan, I might have lost a little bit of respect here for not knowing what Twix are.
You want to tell me he's never had a Twix? fine. That's fine. Not for everybody. Candy's different. That's good. But to not know that they exist, because not only are they so prominent at any drugstore, supermarket, but like they're also in the Halloween like variety bag. Every single one of those things has a Snickers, a Twix, a Reese's peanut butter cup. Like, you can't avoid them. So it doesn't make sense. But I've run into people, and I don't know what it is, if it's like they have a limited amount of brain space and Bob knows a lot of things about things that we don't even know about. Like, maybe there just isn't room for Twix in Bob Ryan's mind. But it doesn't seem possible. He just doesn't know what they are, because he's had to have them in front of him a bazillion times by now.
I know by being in press boxes, they try to just feed you and get you out the door. And so there's a lot of crummy food there. So there's old hot dogs. Okay. There's ham and cheese sandwiches that were packaged 14 days ago. And there's candy bars. They get you in and out. Candy bars in and out. He had to have run into a Twix in a press box or in the candy machine. I mean, Marez, think about all the radio rows that we've been to where they just try to feed your gullet so that you stop complaining. That's what the media is all about. Feed us so that we stop complaining. All of those places have bowls of candy and candy bars everywhere to just tie you over. How does Bob Ryan not run into a Twix?
And not only that, DA, how many times are the sponsors on Radio Row from Twix? I mean, Twix is out there pumping stuff left and right as well. Just think about all these scenarios. He brought up Halloween candy, the supermarkets at the end of the aisle. Hey, Bob, have you ever turned on a television or a sporting event, even if you're not at the stadium? Twix commercials every single game.
All over the place.
Have you ever seen a hockey boards? Have you ever seen, I mean, Twix is everywhere, everywhere. People know it's got the Cookie Crunch. I brought up Seinfeld. It's a famous Seinfeld episode. It's almost impossible to navigate your life watching television, young kids, going to stores, anything, and never, as you said, be like Josh Hamilton in the home run derby and run into a couple. Like the Twix, the Twix are out there. I mean, it's not like saying, have you ever seen Bigfoot walk? I mean, what are you kidding me? We developed so many Twix. We got peanut butter ones, cookies and cream ones. It's everywhere.
I don't know if I've ever had a Clark bar. It's possible I have never had one, but I know what it is.
Right. I don't know what Shemacola it is.
I've never eaten a Zag Nut. I know what a Zag Nut is. I can't imagine you don't run into a Twix once in a while. And this gives me pause about Bob. I when we have him on the show next time, we have to do a deep dive into what he knows and what he doesn't know. Because this is a guy that I'm telling you this. This is a legit story. When I worked in Boston, Bob Ryan was known of just showing up to practices, just watching it and leaving. And he would show up to any practice. Like he would show up to Bruin skate around on a Tuesday and just leave. He would show up to Boston College basketball practice, just watch and leave. He wouldn't write about it. He was just all over the place, completely consumed with his job. He just wanted to be that well informed. He just wanted to make sure he knew the seventh guy off the bench for BC basketball. He just wanted to make sure he was just aware of everything going on all the time. A guy that is that thirsty for information, how does he not know what a Twix is?
Because he's using it on the seventh guy off the BC bench. That's the problem sometimes. He uses it for things like that. Listen, I've spent, Sean has 2 years around Chris Mad Dog Russo. The guy knows things about the 1946, game three of the World Series. But I'm sure there's something on his list that he has never heard of before, whether it's Twix or Doritos or Crystal Pepsi, that he never even, it never crossed his mind because he was too busy studying the New York Giants of 1941.
Did you know that Twix is derived from the combination of twin sticks? Okay.
Did not know that.
That's where interesting, right? And this apparently is called a portmanteau. A portmanteau, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Portmanteau is a word which is a blend of two words to make a new word. So Twix is twin sticks. Did you know that smog is a combination of two words? Mraz, would you care to guess what smog is a combination of?
Smoke and fog.
Well done. That is correct. Did you know that motel is a combination of two words?
I'm sorry. I lost my headphones ripping off my shirt in celebration.
Motel is a combination of two words.
Moving hotel.
Now, why would the hotel be moving?
because you got to move quickly, day to day. It's a quick stay.
Oh, I was so nervous it was going to go nowhere, but of course it did.
And the gate's that right answer.
Moving hotel.
Well, had I known you were going to ask me a second one, I wouldn't have taken off my shirt in celebration. I thought it was a walk-off.
If you can jump on, you can stay here, but we're moving fast.
No, you move from room to room quickly.
So it's like those
the
moving walkways. It's like the moving walkways of the airport. That's yeah. The motel.
There was
what is
a hotel
it?
Here yesterday. Where'd it go? Oh, it moved. Oh, okay.
Motor Hotel. Motor Hotel.
Oh. Well, I was close. I had hotel right.
You did have the hotel right. Okay. I might throw a few more of these out at you at some point.
Okay. I like it. I like this game.
Okay. When we come back here on the show, is Joe Buck having the greatest week ever? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Seconds. Drippy 24/7.
Even with the comedy routine, if I'm stepping outside my thing and I'm going, oh, what do I got here? I'm going to have to preface it with going, they're going to hate it, but let them know that I know that they know they're going to hate it, and that's the way I go about it. I have always had self-confidence issues. It is part of the blubber in me.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's Mraz's new duet with Celine Dion. Part of the blubber in me. Part of the blubber in you. The Game Plan for Success, sponsored by Napa, taking a look at the Dodgers and their Game Plan for Success. Tonight, Game 1 against the Rays. They need vintage Clayton Kershaw to set the tone. Lean on the hot bat of Cody Bellinger, whose home run in Game 7 lifted L.A. to the World Series. And get out in front early, because that bullpen for the Rays can be devastating, and they fell into a 3-1 hole in the NLCS. Can't come back from that every series. Whether you stop by a locally owned Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care, or visit Napa online, if you need help with your ride, you can count on Napa know-how. Can you believe this run for Joe Buck? This is extraordinary. And I know that Buck is not a beloved figure. And for me, I don't want to say begrudgingly given him respect. He has annoyed me at points in his career where he has felt too snarky, a little above the fray for being the play-by-play voice of these games. He's supposed to represent, to me, the sports fan who loves all of the events that he or she is able to be at. And to me, there's been a little bit of a hoity-toityness to Joe Buck. And maybe part of this is the fact that he was bestowed this job before really ever earning it. I mean, if his last name's not Buck and his dad is not Jack, there's no way Joe Buck is given a network TV job to call NFL games at 25 years old. It's not happening. We all know how long people fight for those jobs. He was calling the NFL at 25 on Fox. And he's called now the last 21 World Series. I mean, there's just no way that a guy without his last name gets those opportunities at those ages. Now, he's very good. And him and Aikman, to me, make up one of my favorite booths for the NFL. I like Michaels and Collinsworth number one, and then I like Buck and Aikman number two. But they're excellent. They're absolutely excellent. But think about this extraordinary week that Joe Buck is going to be on. Okay, on Sunday, he called the big one between Rodgers and Brady, the Bucks and the Packers. Because they were scheduled to do that Thursday nighter, Chiefs and Bills, but it was pushed to last night, he then called that game as well. So Buck and Aikman were on Bills and Chiefs last night. So they did back-to-back games, Packers and Bucks, and then Bills and Chiefs back-to-back. Tonight, Buck will call Game 1 of the World Series. Tomorrow, he'll call Game 2 of the World Series. Thursday, he's got Thursday Night Football, Giants and Eagles. It's the day off for the World Series. He'll call game 3 on Friday and game 4 on Saturday. And then he'll be back, I think, to calling an NFL game next Sunday, or maybe he'll have that day off, assuming that the World Series goes to Sunday game 5.
I believe he'd have the World Series game 5 on
Sunday. Okay,
so
World Series is set to play game 5 on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, if it's a sweep, I wonder if he clicks back into the NFL on Sunday. Probably not, because he wouldn't have had any time to study for the game.
Yeah, I think they already have that set in stone. Aikman's getting paired with whoever the next guy is that bumps up.
Right.
I'm not sure who that would be this year.
But either way, Buck will have done Sunday football, Monday football, Tuesday, Wednesday baseball, Thursday football, Friday, Saturday baseball this week. Every day we'll have an event that's either an NFL game or a World Series game. Not only is that a lot of work, but it's hard to do all of that well. And give Buck credit, Mraz, Buck does all of it well.
All of it well. You'd have no idea. He was tired, drained, any of it. And I would venture to guess that there is probably a large amount of the male population this week that will listen to more of what Joe Buck has to say to them than will their significant other.
There's not a question. Do you think you will listen to 3 hours of Danielle every single day this week?
I sure hope not, for my sanity.
I mean,
but I'm going to listen to 3 hours of Buck. I'm going to watch all these games.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's not going up against something where I would be watching something else. So I am hearing Joe Buck. I'm already in the I watched the whole both those last 2 games. I'm in a big Buck week. Absolutely, I will listen to her more than I listen to my own wife. Listen to him more than I listen to my own wife this week.
We will be intimately familiar after this week with Joe Buck. We will spend every night with Joe Buck this week. Sunday football, Monday football, Tuesday, Wednesday World Series, Thursday football, Friday, Saturday World Series. We will have Joe Buck in our lives all week long.
Wow.
And that's a special thing.
Might need my wife to role play with a microphone by the end of the week, huh?
Hello!
With bacon.
Okay. I got a couple more of these words that are made from two different words, okay?
Oh, come on. Can we land the plane?
Manwich.
Well, it's definitely sandwich, and I would say it's a man's sandwich.
Correct.
All right.
Rice-a-roni.
A combination of rice and macaroni?
Correct. Popsicle.
An icicle. And an ice cream pop.
We will accept that. It's pop and icicle. Popsicle. Okay. Correct.
Wow, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Spork.
Spoon and fork. That's the age old.
That's the easy one.
Yeah. Huh.
Funfetti.
Well, confetti. And fun.
Correct!
Oh, I totally guessed.
You're crushing these.
Oh, I'm so good.
Croissant-witch.
A croissant and a sandwich.
Correct!
Yeah.
Brunch.
Breakfast and lunch.
You got it!
That one was simple.
Hamburglar.
A burglar and a hamburger.
You got it.
I've never felt smarter in my life. Why wasn't this on the SAT?
Jazzercise.
Exercise and jazz.
You got it. Sitcom.
Comedy. Sit down to watch.
No, sorry. Want to guess again?
Well, it's definitely a comedy.
Uh-huh.
It's sitostic in nature.
And what does that mean?
That means it's long.
That's the definition of sitostic?
I'm guessing here, guys. Look, I've got on a roll with Spork. You hit me with one, I'm just throwing something.
Could you just give me the definition of sitostic?
Sitostic, my assumption would be, if I'm basing it off of what I'm saying, it's a little elongated, maybe, than what you would usually. So you're going to have to sit down for it.
So is the
You're
sit...
guessing at the definition of the word you just made up.
It's not a real word. I've heard sitostic.
You've heard of the word sitostic?
I'm saying it.
Well, maybe it's more... I could be wrong. Sitostic could be more like devilish.
No. Nope.
Like he's evil. He's sitostic.
And what would that have to do with a sitcom?
I don't know. Like now I'm starting to second guess myself because I'm thinking where I heard sitostic has to do with...
Oh,
like...
you're thinking of sadistic?
Or
is that
satanic.
The actual word that's actually in your head right now?
No, he's right. It's the sadistic one. So not sitostic. So
right.
Sitostic isn't one? This is stupid because I did so well with the Rice-A-Roni, and now you guys are going to make fun of me. Like, oh, could you believe you didn't know what a sitcom was? I drilled them all. Am I entitled to a ground ball?
I was going to say, in your defense, I feel like this one doesn't fit the rest because it's more of like an abbreviation than it is two words put together.
It's not the Citadel, right?
Then you made up a word and guessed at what it meant. So now it's all on you.
Mraz just wanted to know if it had to do with the Citadel. Yes.
Well, maybe all the first sitcom was filmed at the Citadel.
All of those comedies are written and produced at the Citadel.
You never know. They make an NCAA tournament every once in a while.
You never know. No, we do. We do, though.
So just tell me, because now I had Spork and everything was going well.
Situational comedy.
You know, if I took more time. All right. Look, I can't hit home runs all the time, guys.
Close to sitostic.
Sitostic comedies.
Based on how I'm saying it, it means elongated.
Sitostic.
By the way, he looks like Uncle Fester, which is freaking me out, too.
Oh, me?
With the hoodie and the bald head. Yeah, Uncle Fester. That's your Halloween costume.
Oh, come on. That's a cheap shot. There's no reason for that.
AB has our headline of this morning. Mr. Bogues, what do we got?
We've got a headline sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we can save you hundreds on your car insurance. Kyler Murray literally can't lose a Jerry World.
There's the snap. Fake handoff. Drops back further. Got a block from the center. Winds up. Long pass. Oh, he's got Kirk. Lunging catch at the 40. And the number's the 30. Chase to the 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown, Arizona. 80-yard bomb. What a catch.
By Christian Kirk. He caught both of Kyler's TDs in a 38-10 thrashing of the Cowboys last night. The highlight from Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. It is a sitostic domination of this building for Kyler Murray. He is 7-0 now in Dallas, 5-0 in high school, including three state finals, a Big 12 championship, and then this game last night. His club scored 21 unanswered points in the second quarter, thanks in part to two fumbles by Ezekiel Elliott.
I can't do that. I have to be a guy this team can lean on, you know, especially in the times right now. You know, with so many of our starters hurting, not playing, so it's not acceptable, and I need to figure it out.
Andy Dalton mixed in two picks. Dallas's four turnovers led to 24 Arizona points. In chilly and wet Buffalo, the Bills took a 26-17 L from the Chiefs. It was ugly for most of the night, but Sean McDermott's team did flirt with a rally in the fourth.
You know, I thought we were in the game towards the end there, and we get one stop on defense where he got out and scrambled on two separate occasions. We got to do a better job there, and you know, we get a chance to go down and you know, maybe it's a different game against a good football team.
The Bills were within six in that fourth, but then as the coach mentioned, Patrick Mahomes converted two third downs, setting up a field goal. Josh Allen picked off with 80 seconds left to end things for good. The Chiefs offense ran for 245 yards last night, 161 from rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The Tennessee Titans reportedly facing fines, not lost draft picks, no individual punishments for its COVID outbreak. The NFL investigation said to be over. It found some bad mask-wearing habits and poor communication about off-site workouts when their facility was closed. The Dodgers, third World Series in four seasons. The Rays, second ever Fall Classic, begins tonight. Clayton Kershaw and Tyler Glasnow on the mound. This is just the fourth time since 95 that number one in the NL faces number one in the AL. And Champions League soccer is back in Europe today. The highlight of today's schedule, PSG and Man United at 3 Eastern. DA, back to you.
Thanks, folks. Great stuff. When we come back here on the show, advanced analytics on who had the worst loss last night. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Today's poll question: which Monday night team's loss was more concerning, the Bills or the Cowboys? 60% of you said it's the Cowboys that are most concerning. It was the fifth straight game the Cowboys have trailed by at least 14 points. Yikes. They came back to beat the Giants. Kyler Murray, now 7-0, as Bokes mentioned, at AT&T Stadium between his high school, college, and now NFL career. The last time the Bills had sole possession of first place this late in the season was 2008. Oh, wait, that was week 7 because the Patriots lost over the weekend. The Bills remain right now at 4-2 atop the division. All right, time now for your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Let's roll the tape.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Swallow.
Save his life because they can't have chocolate. You, what is that
you could have just thrown
this
it
like
away.
This is like the Michael Jackson that you guys always bury the lead. A dog's life was
no,
saved.
No.
I'm a freaking
you were
hero.
Burying the lead. The lead is you decided to put poop in your mouth. That's the
Bookish.
Lead, Sean.
You guys are dog owners.
There's always dog poop everywhere. No one picks up their dog poop.
Dogs can't have chocolate or they die. It's toxic inside their body. I rushed because that dog rushed to eat the same chocolate chip. And if that, and he ends up eating that and he has a seizure and drops dead, I'm gonna live with myself the rest of my
Why
life.
Why didn't you just pick it up and put it in the garbage or put it in your pocket? Why did you have to eat it?
I want to find the local politicians, get those dog poop fine signs up.
Because I also was just eating a granola bar, so to make sure I was already in the process of eating that chocolate. It's a mental thing. I saved somebody's life.
And you guys are
acting like it's not worse that DA sniffing random hobo basically bird poop off his driveway. And
how did suddenly
his nose
the
like
bird
it's,
poop
like it's
become
a line of cocaine?
Why was it hobo now?
Well, because birds are homeless. They're flocking all over the place.
Flocking all over the place. He's got a little stick with a satchel over his shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Flying
you guys
out of Myrtle
lost
Beach.
This one. DA needs to be hit hard for this. This is a bad job by him.
And no need for us to stress, you know, and go out here and poop on ourselves.
Look, I trashed myself. So I brought this to the committee.
Right.
I presented it in front of the jury, and I am trashing myself. But it still does not reach the level of sticking a piece of turd in your mouth and eating it.
I've stepped in it many times.
All right. I mean, we could all agree to disagree here. You still got bird poop particles up through your nasal cavity, down your throat, into the back of your mouth. I'd list the reading today. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks, Doc.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. We've got plenty more trashes as well to get to. As Adriana tweets, I'm trashing you and Mraz DA for simplifying the Niners' struggles over the first few weeks. Just some of the injuries week two, nearly every key player, and Richard Sherman out for the season. Okay. Trash us.
Overflowing landfill.
AZ and Wisco is trashing the suits that replaced weight room kicker with an egg white omelet. Bring back the 7-Eleven Central Time mothership. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
That deserves a trash can emoji.
A. Pierce tweets, I just bought a damn Twix on my way to work at 5 a.m. Thanks, guys. Ed tweets, DA, after listening to Mac Hollins, I'm nervous I'm going to see a snake when I go down to Miami next week. I hate snakes. Tell me you didn't see any of those when you went to the Super Bowl last year. Do not worry. We did not see any snakes in Florida. Fear not. You should be okay. Kaz and Wisco, I'm trashing Mraz. Enough of the equivocating bull crap. DA sniffed bird poop accidentally. It does not equal eating a doggy dingleberry. Quit pulling everyone down to your level when you embarrass yourself. Hashtag poopy doopy.
That will contribute to the microplastics in the bottom of the ocean.
How do you have that hot a serious take and then hashtag poopy doopy on the way out the door?
And Mac tweets, wow, great fart, dog poop, and fighting stories all in the same segment, guys. Hashtag big props. Yeah, it was that type of morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti of the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. PGP is going to be taped right after the show, so look for it later on today. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA, the Mothership Disconnect.
Poopy doopy doopy, doopy poopy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.